All right, welcome back. Final segment tonight. Who's talking? Frank Habbo and Chris Sill is with us, and he is going to bring the FOSS Home Team Olympic report, which is a little discouraging, to be honest. You know, we're supposed to be good at Olympic sports.
You know, it was kind of a disappointing weekend for Hoos overall Olympic sports. So instead, I'd like to address Colin Cowherd's comments on UVA basketball earlier today. I'm sure people listening probably heard some of his comments saying UVA is bad for basketball in general, and he's actively rooting against them. And, you know, Cowherd's just kind of the kid on the family vacation to Yellowstone.
Is he rooting against Wisconsin, too, I guess?
No, he's not. He's just, you know.
He's okay with Wisconsin, huh?
He's the kid on the vacation to Yellowstone that complains there isn't an Xbox or a TV in the room. You know, he just needs the constant entertainment and can't appreciate the beauty that is Virginia's defensive system and the efficiency that's there, you know? And I think most people recognize his shallow point of view from that standpoint. But
agreed.
Yeah.
Colin Cowherd's a doofus. And, you know, for that matter, Seth Greenberg is a chump for not picking Virginia as a Final Four team. You know, and Jay Williams as well. These are two guys that played and coached in the ACC, and they should have supported Virginia as much as they did trump up Duke. And by the way, Duke did not win the ACC tournament. They lost in the semifinals. Did Duke win in the regular season? No, they did not. You know, they were runner-up to Virginia. So they won neither crown, and they actually had one more loss during the regular season. So why did Duke get a number one seed?
Well, I mean, they beat us in the regular season.
But that's only one aspect.
Right. They beat Wisconsin in their head-to-head on the road. I mean, Duke definitely deserved to be in the one seed slot, but I just – UVA's two seed slot,
not if Virginia,
I hate it.
Not if Virginia gets pushed to number two.
Playing Michigan State in that second game is really tough.
I think that's the NCAA committee having a little.
You know,
fun.
The bottom line is once you know even the first game, but you know
you
certainly
play.
By the field when the field gets down to 32, there are no bad teams left. So you're gonna have a tough game at that stage. But the key right now is get hot and play well.
There were a couple of things from the Olympic sports report. Let's see. Wrestling. We have seven representatives that are going to be in the NCAA's this week championships. Will be March 19th through the 21st in St. Louis. And women's lacrosse beat Princeton 18-11 on Saturday.
And that was excellent for them because they'd had a couple
they
of tough losses.
They had an OT loss to Loyola.
You know, you look back at the tournament last year, you know, Connecticut did not play that well right before the tournament. You know, I think they got beat in their conference. I can't remember the semifinal championship game, whatever. But, and you know, they got hammered by somebody. I think,
right.
Was it Louisville? Louisville beat up on them substantially not too long before the tournament, but all of a sudden they got to the NCAA tournament. They won, a game
that sounds right.
Narrowly yeah. early on, but then all of a sudden they get hot, and next thing you know, they're cutting nets down. So it's really all about who plays well the next 3 weeks.
Let's go back to wrestling, Hopgood. Number one, number four seed Nick Sulzer is wrestling at 165. And number five seed Blaze Butler is wrestling at 174. And number 12 seed George DiCamillo at 133. Those three wrestlers deserve some credit because they've had tremendous seasons, and they will be battling for Final Four, maybe even the finals.
And Sulzer and Spizak are two that have made the NCAAs all 4 years that they've been at UVA. So pretty impressive record there.
All right, UVA football. Kicks off their spring season tomorrow. Hopefully Coach London and his slightly modified staff can get things in gear. And Lord knows we have a quarterback back in Grayson Lambert, so there's hope there. And he's had some time to learn the system. And I have a funny feeling Kinane Severin and some of those other receivers are going to have a very good year this year. Will the defense be able to be rebuilt? John Tenuta's got his hands full.
Right.
All right, any other comments there about the Olympic sports report?
No.
All right, we've got a minute to go. Here in the show. Looking at the seeding, hats off to Villanova. They had a tremendous seeding season. Cannot argue with them being the number one seed in the East. A little miffed at Duke a little bit, getting the number one seed in the South. As for the West, Wisconsin, I think, you know, barring and you know, a challenge from North Carolina, which I think is going to be dangerous. Oregon is going to be tough. Baylor is tough. And who knows, maybe VCU can get hot. I got 30 seconds, Hobgood. Kentucky, best team ever, or is this a team that just
dying to get beat by somebody? They're not the best team ever, but they're the best team in this field, but that doesn't necessarily guarantee that they're going to win the national tournament. You know, there are other teams that certainly could beat them, Wisconsin, Arizona, Virginia, Duke. There are a number of teams I think
can beat them. Get healthy, J.A. Go Hoos.
Go Wahoos. Have a good season. Go on ahead.
Talk to you next week.